Are we really aspiring to be what we want to be, or are we aiming to be what the organization wants us to be? And I think this is part of the challenge today more than ever before, even though I believe that this has been an issue for years, is that we oftentimes find ourselves stuck. I call it career quicksand. In other words, am I really here because an organization cares about what matters to me and my own learning and development as an individual? Or do they care more about me fitting a certain mold, a certain type of an employee for that particular role that they want me to be? And this is what I've learned. And here's the trick to all of this. It's not about you fitting the role. It's actually the other way around. It's about the role learning to fit and or accommodate you.
You are listening to Personalization Outbreak, a podcast about the collapse of traditional corporate standards in today's more personalized world. I'm Glenn Yopis. I'm a leadership strategist, author, contributor to Forbes, and founder of the Leadership in the Age of Personalization movement. On this show, I'm interviewing executives across multiple sectors to find out how the balance between standardization and personalization can exist.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Personalization Outbreak Podcast. My name's Glenn Yopis. Great to have you back. As I mentioned earlier, during this series in season five, we're going to do things a little bit differently. Sometimes we'll have a guest. Other times I'll just go solo and address those things that I talk about on a daily basis with clients. Conversations that go much deeper than you might think. Questions that are brought upon that maybe we haven't addressed yet. And one of them grabbed my attention, and it was this. It's about how do we balance an employee's personal aspirations for their careers with corporate expectations of what the organization demands from the employee. So we're going to address that. In other words, are we genuinely creating a career path for true growth as an individual with our at our employer? Or are we just conforming ourselves to fit a mold based upon what the organization might expect from us, you as an employee? So before we get started, please click the like button below, share it with your colleagues, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and social media at Glenn Yopis. Okay, let's address this issue. Are you genuinely aspiring to learn and grow in the within the organization that you're currently serving? Or are you just merely conforming yourself to fit a mold based upon what the organization expects from you? So let's break this down first and understand how we got here. I mean, I remember when I first started my career, they said to me, "Hey, Glenn, if you do these 10 things, it'll produce these 20 outcomes. And by the way, those 10 things, you're going to do them our way. Got it?" And I said, "Let's do it." So I remember I started the job and having a lot of fun, you know, learning and understanding how the business operated. And now, here I was, this entry-level position, just trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do so that I could do a good job and over-deliver, hopefully, and be recognized and respected for that. So what happened? After my first 3 months, I can remember them telling me, "Hey, Glenn, can you kind of, I mean, appreciate the questions that you're asking, but, you know, tone it down a bit. Because as we said, if you do these 10 things, the ways that we tell you to, you'll be fine. And all of those concerns or questions you might have, they'll be addressed." And I said, "Okay, no problem." And I kind of held on. And so 6 months go by. I'm still not quite understanding why they're asking me to do things a certain way. And so went back to my supervisor and I asked them a series of questions. This time they told me, hey, Glenn, why don't you tone down your passion? I remember that, you know, this was my first job out of college. And I remember that I was living with my parents at the time. And my mom and father said to me, son, you're going to double down on your passion. Double down. I go, what are you talking about? They just told me that I had to tone down my passion. They go, they actually didn't know what they were saying to you. What they were really telling you is that they're threatened by your passion, that they believe that you might be problematic because you keep asking so many questions instead of recognizing that you're curious and that you care and that you actually want to understand how you can best contribute. So go and double down on your passion, son, because remember, they weren't there when you were born, when you were 10 years old, when you were 15, and now you're 22 years old. They don't know that being passionate is what really makes you you. That's part of what makes you special, son. So just go deliver this, because remember what I'm about to tell you, that if you double down on passion and you make the numbers, because that's really what they're wanting. They're wanting you to follow certain rules because they believe that those rules that they've done and used for years will give them the predictiveness in the outcomes that they're looking for, right? That's why they're wanting you to follow and do things their own way. But what they haven't quite learned yet is that your passion's part of your secret sauce, what makes you special. So double down on it, exceed the outcomes, expectations, and you'll see that they won't ask you to tone down your passion again. So I went back, I did it. My parents were right. And boy, was I grateful that I had the parents to be able to explain that to me. But here was the bigger learning. So I went back to my dad, you know, after I was able to prove that I was able to do this by being myself. I said, Dad, how did you know it would work? And why was this so important? He goes, son, I've never seen you try to underdeliver. You've always done everything to do what's best and what's right. And I'm glad it worked out for you. It doesn't surprise me. But what I also didn't want you to do was to sacrifice the things that make you special, because you're not the only passionate person at work. And so they were going to see that you would start letting go of your passion. And then that would indirectly make them think about letting go of theirs. And that's the whole message here, right? Are we really aspiring to be what we want to be, or are we aiming to be what the organization wants us to be? And I think this is part of the challenge today more than ever before, even though I believe that this has been an issue for years, is that we oftentimes find ourselves stuck. I call it career quicksand. We find ourselves stuck in our job because part of us love our job and it's allowing us to learn and grow. But there's another part of that job that makes us actually question whether we're learning and growing. In other words, am I really here because an organization cares about what matters to me and my own learning and development as an individual? Or do they care more about me fitting a certain mold, a certain type of an employee for that particular role that they want me to be? And this is what I've learned. And here's the trick to all of this. It's not about you fitting the role. It's actually the other way around. It's about the role learning to fit and or accommodate you. Accommodate's a better word. In other words, the goal here is that everybody wins, that you can continue to give everything you've got to be an excellent individual contributor or leader or executive. But at the same time, be aware that you cannot let that commitment to excellence for the organization take away whatever aspirations you have to learn and grow. And I think this is where we have to find that healthy balance with our employer that, now look, you've committed yourself to deliver. I know in the past they said, you know, 8-hour days. We know that that's no longer a reality. But we also, you know, we committed ourselves to do what we needed to do to deliver the organization's goals and objectives. But I think what's happened now is that it now works the other way around. The organization needs to commit itself to you, commit itself to you. Because this is what happens when they don't commit to supporting your aspirations. Here it comes. If you don't grow and evolve as an individual based on whether that's, let's say that you're in a marketing role and it doesn't commit to helping you become a better marketer, better understanding of, you know, building the brands or the value proposition, the positioning, the strategy. If the organization isn't committed to helping you learn those things in your own ways, they actually limit their ability to identify whether or not you're a very good fit to what they want to expect from you. I mean, what's the point in having you be part of a role that's already been defined for you if all you're doing is telling them what they want to hear? I mean, talk about a waste of time and talent. Now, if they committed themselves, your employer committed themselves to helping you become a better marketer, if we stick to that point, or helping you become a better leader or a strategist, whatever's involved in that function, this allows you to help redefine the role. And now we're living at a time where, let's face it, it's not like it was when I started my career. I mean, doing those 10 things doesn't mean anymore that you'll drive those 20 outcomes. Maybe you're really doing those 10 things and you're lucky if you drive 5 out of those 20 outcomes. Why? Because the world is literally different. It's literally different. And so are you. You're different than everybody else in that organization. But if you commit yourself to being what the role has defined itself for you, then you're putting yourself in career quicksand because you're truly going to get sucked in to being what the organization wants you to be rather than what you seek to be yourself. That if done in partnership with your employer, that means that you're helping redefine the role and you'll drive different, new, and innovative ideas and perspectives that perhaps have never been considered before. So what's the moral of the story here? Don't fall into the trap of being defined by the company. Put yourself in a position to where the company can invest in what matters to you and your aspirations, so then you can be a better contributor to the organization. And in the end, what are we really doing? We're helping each of us redefine ourselves, reinvent ourselves, and find the best use of one another. This is one we as individuals in the environment can really thrive and shine together. So I hope that this has given you some things to consider, but I'll leave you with this, that it's not until you bet on who you are, what you stand for, and what matters to you, will you ever thrive and be what the organization has the hopes that you can be for them. Because what they don't know in this age of standardization is that you're doing a disservice to the organization when you try to control who the individual should be rather than give them some freedom. And what do I mean by that? Our job as employers nowadays is to invest in people's careers and aspirations as if they won't stay with the organization. You're going to say, Glenn, that's crazy. Why would I make that kind of investment? Because did you ever come to think that if you gave people that opportunity, they wouldn't feel as if they were being sucked in into thinking that you only care about them because you're going to commit to them? If as an employer, you commit to that employee, regardless of what their future is at your organization, they'll grow to trust you and you'll trust each other more. And you'll find that there's a better opportunity to grow and evolve together rather than continue to make assumptions about what that individual employee should be, rather than creating a partnership where you can help define and where you're going to go together as you co-design the future together. I'm Glenn Yopis, and as I always in these podcasts, when you lead in the age of personalization, you will see things that others don't. Do what others won't. And keep pushing when prudence says quit. And remember this, We actually have a tool, as we always do when we do these solo conversations or podcasts. Go to glennyopis.com. You'll see it here below the screen, at the bottom of the screen. And go to assessments and find the assessment, the diversity of thought assessment. Why? Because at the end of the day, this is about getting to know the different ways that we approach our work and whether or not we can begin to find that right balance between those differences to get the best out of everybody involved. And a lot of that has to do with the employee-employer relationship. I'll see you next time. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Personalization Outbreak. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss a show. If you enjoyed the content, visit ageofpersonalization.com to check out our free streaming video series and learn how to get involved in the movement. I'm Glenn Yopis. I wish you a good day. And remember, without strategy, change is merely substitution, not evolution.